Yeah, well, what happened really was Roscommon had played 3 days previously against Sligo, and I think they were a bit tired. So Galway beat them 3-11 to 1-7. But it was a very, very convincing run from Galway because it was down in Roscommon. It was in Kiltoom. And we don't win too many matches, I can tell you, down in Kiltoom. So it was a pleasure to win this one. And Galway looked good from that. Then they came out and they played Mayo in the Connacht final. It was a very, very poor conditions. And that was in Saltaill. And like at one stage, the score I think at half time was 4-2. And when you consider a minor football, like that's a very, very light score for minors. And indeed, it was the conditions that reflected that. But Galway went on to win by 196 points, and that put them into course to the All Ireland series. And then they went up to play Laois, whom they dispatched 3-10 to 12 points. Now that looks like a comprehensive victory, but it wasn't really that comprehensive. 20 minutes to go. Our 20 minutes gone in the second half, Galway were leading by 3-10 to 6 points, and then Stephen began to make a couple of changes, try out other fellas and move people around, and suddenly Galway lost the control of the match. And if it wasn't for excellent work by a top-class goalkeeper that they have, Cormac Haslam, Galway were in real trouble. He saved the penalty, he made two other really top-class saves to prevent Laois getting the three goals that might have brought them right back into it. And Laois finished with 6 points in a row. The one thing I'd say about Galway is that they have a very, very solid defence. They have good forwards, but they really have a solid defence. They've only conceded 28 points or one goal and 25 points in their game so far. And this is backbone by one of the best fullbacks I've seen for years, a young fella called Sean McKerns. He's from the Arden Islands, which wouldn't be a nursery for football, but nonetheless, this guy is really good. In fact, he has danced on the late Laois show with his family, Irish traditional dancing, and he shows that kind of flight of foot and balance that really is important. And he's really a strong fullback in front of, as I say, a good goalie in Cormac Haslam. And then they also have Éireann McDonagh. His father, Kevin Terry from Barna, probably he was originally from Carraroe, was a renowned footballer, and Éireann is from Barna, and he's rock solid at centre back. And outside him, then they have a wing back called Finnan Garvey. And he's from Mona Bay Abbey. It wouldn't be another Stonewall sort of football country, but it does play hurling as well. And he's an excellent hurler. And he has that kind of style. You know, hurlers, they need a bit of room and space and they can create it for themselves. Well, when he's on the ball, he uses that kind of hurling guile to create space for himself. And he quite often is the man that delivers ball from the defence to the attack. And Galway really need that because even though they have two solid midfielders in Sean Rathery and Ross Murphy, they wouldn't be the biggest or the best, as I say. Keane Darcy is missing out of that section there, and that's a pity. So Galway are a little bit weak when it comes to the midfield area, but then when it comes to the attack, they have plenty of class forwards.
Yeah, and is it Darren Murphy at centre-half forward, is it? He's a player that's been getting rave reviews, I think.
Yeah, Evan Murphy.
Evan Murphy, sorry.
Yeah, he's from Saltaill Knocknacarra, and he plays, inside him is Rob Finnerty from Saltaill Knocknacarra. Rob Finnerty's father was a man that played for Mayo once upon a time. But Rob himself and Evan have a great understanding. And I remember one of the goals they scored was where Rob had a free and Evan just ran by him and tipped him on the shoulder. And Rob chipped the ball in over Evan as he ran forward. And the ball hopped in front of him about 30 metres out from goal. And the path to goal was wide open. And Evan just took off and blasted the ball into the back of the net. But it was a quick tink in between the two of them. Donegal will have to be very much aware of that because they really are very, very well off each other. But Evan Murphy is absolutely a top-class forward. There's no doubt about it. He's very, very difficult to mark. He's very difficult to hold. He's given the license to go where he likes to go or where he wants to go. And he can carry the ball. His passing is exquisite. His kicking is amazing. He can kick the ball from 40, 45 metres out and drive it a beautiful kick, and he'll drive the ball into space or a diagonal pass or even over the bar. His kicking is absolutely amazing. And the thing about him is that down the road, he's already earmarked for Galway United and soccer, so I can give you an idea that he's an all-rounder and a very, very good player. Mm-hmm. Also inside then, in the full forward line, is a lad that was there last year, Finnan O'Leary, so he's very, very experienced. He's from Onspiddale. And beside him is the captain, Desi Keneally. He was on the verge of being on the team last year as well. He's from Moycullen. And they are really good footballers as well. They're great men to take their chances and take their points. So all in all, like when it comes to the attack, there's plenty of power in the Galway attack. They will be playing that kind of broad, expansive, open football. And I'd imagine Crow Park would certainly suit these lads because they have plenty of pace. They love to kick the ball. They love to move it fast. They love to kick long passes. So I'd imagine that they'll enjoy playing in Crow Park.